Well, this is a tune that I got from the late, great Jimmy Rogers.
Coming up through the Greenwich Village folk scene more than 50 years ago, John Hammond collected the work of some of the greatest blues artists of all time. On his latest album, that music is presented as bare bones and honestly as possible. Just Hammond, his guitar, and his harmonica. And a deeply appreciative audience.
Oh, I'm going away, baby. Why you off my mind? Oh, I'm going away, baby. Why you off my mind? Why you keep me worried, bothered all the time?
John Hammond is celebrating 5 decades of recording with an album called Timeless. He plays modern songs along with a healthy dose of classic blues from the likes of Elmore James, Howlin' Wolf, and Sleepy John Estes. It sounds like a survey of his career, but like all of his shows, the set list is improvised.
I kind of make it up as I go along. I know about 400 songs and or more. But in this particular case, I knew that we were being recorded, so I sort of hand-selected my wife Marla and I picked out some songs. I did 25 songs, of which we picked 15, I think.
Ooh, tell me, honey, what in the world is going on? Ooh, tell me, what in the world is going on? I woke up this morning, trouble knocking on my door.
So, hearing some percussion-y sounds on here, are you a foot stomper?
I'm a foot stomper. I have no control over my foot. Another part of the band.
Is that something you picked up from other blues guys? Does everybody do that, or is that just your foot doing its thing?
It's what I do. I've seen other guys that actually have microphones on their feet. Or they have a stomping board. I just hope for the good stage.
I read a review of this new record that says it was like a living, breathing history lesson. I wonder how you feel about that description.
Well, I'm not a teacher. I have a lot of experience with some of the greatest blues masters. I came on the scene at a time when a lot of the great country blues players were being rediscovered, so I got to be on shows with all of them, including Bucca White and Skip James, Son House, Mississippi John Hurt, Fred McDowell. I could just go on and on. It was just an amazing experience in the beginning.
How were you able to, you mentioned, for instance, Skip James, like a tune like Hard Times.
Yeah.
It feels like your voice is coming right out of the 30s. I mean, it feels like you've lived that.
Well, all the songs that I do, I make my own one way or the other. This is stuff I truly feel and truly live, you know. And these are songs that I put all of myself into.
Now you hear me sing this old worried song, but it's hard times that lasted so very long. Hard times that lasted so very long.
You lead off the album with something that sounds like it could have been a classic Bo Diddley song, but it's actually by Tom Waits. That's
right.
No One Can Forgive Me But My Baby.
I crack a mean whip, carry a big gun, cast a long shadow till the day is done. Do 90 miles an hour down the devil's trail, done a hard time in 100 jail. No one can forgive me but my baby.
He came to a recording date I was doing in San Francisco back in 1992. John Lee Hooker had sat in to do a duet with me, and Tom Waits appeared out of nowhere and said, "Oh, I have a song for you, man. I wrote this song," and it was about 20 minutes long, and everybody in the Bible coming down to the river, and I said, "Gee, you know, it's a great song, but I don't think I could do anything like that." He said, "Oh, you don't like that one?" So he goes into the control room, and about 10 minutes, he wrote this song and comes out and says, well, man, I know you know some badass songs. Well, check this one out.
I don't pay no bills. I don't say no prayers. Give back nothing and I take all this.
So I did it, and he had left by the time we completed it, and so I sent him a cassette of it. And I hadn't heard from him for a while, so I called, and he had it on his answering machine. I guess he liked it.
No one can forgive me but my baby.
I'm speaking with blues master John Hammond. His new album is called Timeless. I want to play something for you from a newcomer on the scene. This is a kid in his early 20s. Let's take a listen to this.
We're my first name. First name is Johnny. I ain't gonna tell you my second name.
That is you from, I think, 1964.
1962. My first recording.
Well, if you catch me stealing, Lord, I don't mean no harm. I'm just stealing people now, trying to get along.
How has your approach to music changed since then?
It hasn't really changed. I'm the same person. I can't believe I'm 71 years old, but I have the same energy. I love the music just as much or more. Hopefully I've gotten a little better.
For a lot of people, after, the standard thing is 50 years on the job, you start preparing for retirement. But I don't think blues men, get the gold watch. Or
You're right.
But any thoughts ever about slowing down at all, or are you just going to keep at it until you can?
No, this is my life. This is what I chose to do. I feel like the most fortunate guy in the world. I've actually done a lot of the things I hoped I'd have a chance to do. This is my 35th record. I've outlived a lot of my critics.
You know the sky's been crying.
That's John Hammond. The latest album in his 50-year recording career is called Timeless. Mr. Hammond, thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
I said the sky's been crying. Look at the tears roll down the street.